chose me.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Richard Pope with my wife, Pastor Lucy Pope, from the Word of Truth International Ministries Incorporated. We're so grateful that you decided to join us today. And we know the Lord has a blessing just for you.
But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb.
Greetings. Good morning. It's just good to be in the number one more time. We just thank God for another day to break the bread of life. It's a blessing to be alive on this morning. We just thank God that he's allowed us to open our eyes this morning. Even if you can't open your eyes, you still can hear. Even if you can't move, you're still alive. The blood is pumping warm in your veins and your heart's still ticking. That's enough to be grateful for right there, because that there's a lot of people that have gone on that are not here with us this morning. And so just the fact that you're alive, that means that there's still an assignment, a plan, a purpose that God has for your life. If you are born again believer, if you're not, then you need to receive him on today. And don't wait. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till this evening. Don't wait for another opportunity, because you may not get another opportunity. So we have to take advantage of it, because time is moving so fast and we don't have the time that we think we have. So we have to take advantage of every opportunity to really seek God and find out what his plan and purpose is for our lives, and who are we assigned to? Who do we need to tell about Jesus? Who do we need to pray for? Who do we need to encourage? It's just amazing how things are moving. We were just in the holidays, and now January is almost gone. And that tells you something. Time is moving really fast. The days have already been shortened for the elect's sake. And so we have to take advantage of the time that we have, because time is winding up. It's drawing to an end, and we need to know Jesus. Only what we do for Christ will last. Only what we do for Jesus Christ will last. And we need to know Jesus. We need to have a relationship with him. We need to seek him for everything, because he is the answer. There's a lot of people in this world that are hurting, that are starving for the word and starving for answers. They're broken, but Jesus is the answer. He's the answer to everything. He'll just make a way out of no way. The problems and the mountains that seem insurmountable, he will make a way for us. And I promise you, I've been there before in a desolate place, and just I almost give up. But God, that little conjunction, but and God, the Almighty Creator, God will make a way for you. God will iron it out, and it'll be as if it always was. So I just encourage you this morning just to be grateful, to be thankful that he extended his grace and his mercy to us once again. So take advantage of time. Time is something that we can't get back. It's precious. It's precious. And how do you spend your time? You need to check yourself and see, how do you spend your time? Is it for the kingdom of darkness, or is it for the kingdom of God? Check yourself, because time is moving fast. Most gracious and eternal Father, we just thank you right now, Lord God. Father, we bless you and we magnify you for this opportunity to share your word, that your Holy Spirit will move over the airwaves, Lord God, and go into the homes, the vehicles, every creep and crevice. Let your word penetrate, because your word is a two-edged sword. It's quick and powerful, piercing even to the dividing of the soul and the spirit. So we know it is laser sharp, and it can get in places where nothing else can penetrate. Let your word go in right now and fall on the fertile soils of the hearts of your people, Lord God. Let it draw those that don't know you by your spirit this morning, Lord. Let them come saying, I yield. I can't hold out any longer. I receive Jesus. I believe Jesus. I make him Lord and my Savior. Let them come this morning, Lord God. Let your word do what it do. Let it go forth with power and simplicity, Lord Jesus. Let them hear none of me, but all of you. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for another opportunity, Lord. We thank you for your word. It is our spirit food, Lord God. We thank you for your word. It is you, Jesus. And if we need a relationship and we must have a relationship with you and we want a relationship with you, we must study this word. We must meditate on this word. We must eat the scroll because it is our spiritual food. Lord, we just bless you and magnify you for being God all by yourself, God. Thank you for forgiving us of our sins, Lord, when we come to you humbly and repent, Lord Jesus. We know our sins are many, Lord, but we thank you for your grace and your mercy. Lord God, our greatest need is to be closer to you, Lord God. Oh, we just thank you right now for your Holy Spirit that leads us and guides us and teaches us in all things. Bring to our remembrance the word of God. Makes a way for us, strengthens us. Give us the power we need to carry out what you have called us to do, Lord God. We thank you for your agape love. That love that is not conditional. That love that you had for us when you sent your only begotten son. Lord, let us love unconditionally. Let us love those that hate us, Lord God, because it's in your word. We are commanded to love. Lord, we just thank you right now. We thank you for all that you're doing in this season, Lord. Lord God, we pray right now for the bereaved families, Father God. Give them peace and comfort. Oh, let them know to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord when they die in you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now to reach out and touch someone. Pour out your healing virtue on all those that are sick and afflicted, Lord God. We curse the spirit of infirmity right now to the root, Lord God. Oh, we speak blessing and favor over right now. Divine healing and health right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, because we know healing is the children's bread. Deliverance is the children's bread. Lord God, we take hold this morning, Father God. We thank you. We thank you for that blood that was shed on Calvary's cross that covers every sickness, every need, every disease, anything that we would go through. The blood has already paid the price. Lord, we thank you for the blood that was shed on our behalf, that you stood in our stead, that you became the propitiation for our sins, Lord. It was all laid on your shoulders when you drug that rugged cross up Golgotha Hill, the place of a skull. Lord God, we thank you right now. We thank you that you didn't come down. You didn't call legions of angels, Lord God, but you stood there. You stretched out wide, Lord God, that whosoever will, they hung him high and they stretched him wide and his arms wide open, that whosoever will come, it was love that kept him on there. Love, and we thank you for that love. Teach us that love. Fill us with that love. Lord, we just bless you and magnify you right now. Lord God, bless the owners of this radio station and all the technicians that make it happen, that for your word and your to be ministered and preached and teached over the airwaves, Lord God, reaching into all places that we will never set feet in. Lord, we just thank you, Lord God, for the men and women of God who preach and teach and minister. Continue to anoint, Father God. Continue to prop them up where they're leaning, build them up where they're torn down, Lord God. Oh, we just thank you that you will continue to encourage them, Father God. Give them provision for the vision. Lord, we just bless you and we magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. It's just good to be here this morning. Thank God for his word. I'm just excited about this word. This word is a light. It's a light. It is alive. It is spirit and it is life. And this morning we're looking at Romans 11. And I'm going to start at verse 18. And read through verse 24-25. And I'm reading from the New King James this morning. And it reads thus: Do not boast against the branches. But if you do boast, remember that you do not support the root, but the root supports you. You will say then, branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Well said. Because of unbelief, they were broken off, and you stand by faith. Do not be haughty, but fear. For if God did not spare the natural branches, he may not spare you either. Therefore, consider the goodness and severity of God, and those who fail, severity, but toward you, goodness, if you continue in his goodness. Otherwise, you also will be cut off, and they also, if they do not continue, if they do not continue in unbelief, will be grafted in. For God is able to graft them in again. For if you were cut off, if you were cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature into a cultivated olive tree, how much more will these, who are natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? For I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own opinion, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. And so all Israel will be saved, as it is written. And I read verses 18 through 26. And here Paul is admonishing them and telling them, look, it wasn't that the Jewish people, the Jewish rejection of Jesus as Messiah caused Gentiles to be saved. It merely gave more opportunity for the gospel to go into the Gentiles, and many Gentiles took advantage of this. And he was telling them, some of the Jewish people was comfortable in the fact that they were the chosen. So because they were the chosen, they felt like they didn't need to accept his salvation. They didn't need to accept Jesus because they felt like they had a free ticket, a free ride. But as they rejected, and the Lord allowed them, he allowed them because Jesus had to be crucified, and they rejected him and crucified him, that the Gentiles might be able to come in. They might have an opportunity. And it was all that Israel might be provoked to jealousy and see that the Christian's life in God, in Christ Jesus, was beneficial, and it was a loving relationship, and it was much to be desired, but that's not what happened. So the Gentiles who have been grafted into the Abrahamic covenant and therefore became recipients of God's blessing should not boast. Gentile believers should not despise the Jews, the branches of God's vine. They were the original branches from the natural olive tree, but the Gentiles are of the wild olive tree, but they were grafted in. They were grafted in because the natural branches were cut off because of their unbelief. And I used to do a lot of farming. I love farming. And I remember one time my mom had bought a grapefruit tree, and it was behind her house. And the grapefruit tree didn't produce. It was beautiful leaves. It was like that fig tree that Jesus cursed. Had beautiful leaves. I mean, vibrant, sucking from the earth, but not giving no fruit. Me and a friend of mine, he used to do a lot of citrus. So we took a branch from a tree that was bearing much fruit, a grapefruit tree, and we took it and we spliced into the trunk of the tree up top. And as the sap started to run, you put the branch that you're going to graft in into that vein, and you cut it so the sap can run into one another, and it could be connected to the trunk. and we taped it up. And that there were some seasons that came and went, but the tree was full of grapefruit. It was full of grapefruit. So it adopted that branch and it took hold. And that's what it became. We are adopted into the family of God. Because of their rejection, we had an opportunity to be adopted in. And we adopted in and we're grafted in. And so we become a part of that tree. The God is the tree. God is the root. So we are the branches. We are engrafted in. But that doesn't mean that the natural branches won't have a chance to come back in. Because they were temporarily lost and cut off. Not permanently. So therefore, anybody who's not a part of the family of God can be a part of the family of God. You can be a part of the kingdom. That's a prime example right there. And God don't write you off no matter what you've did. You still have an opportunity. All you have to do is come in. Come in and be grafted into the tree. Because the life is in the tree and the roots. We are the branches. And unless we continue to be connected to that vine, we can't live. We're no good. We'll be cut off and tossed into the fire. We're dead without Christ. We are dead without Christ, without the tree, without the roots. That is our nourishment. That is our sustenance. That's what sustains us. And therefore, the reason Israel was broken off, cast away, and has fallen, that the Gentiles could be grafted into the tree. Paul agrees with the objective that Israel was broken off because of unbelief, and the Gentiles stand by faith. We are part of the Abrahamic covenant because we have faith. Because we believe. They were cut off because of unbelief. Unbelief, no matter what evidence you see, it could be right there in front of you. Unbelief will not receive it. Because unbelief is selfish and has its own ideals about what, just like I said in the beginning. Because they were the chosen. They felt like they didn't have to do anything. They had a free ticket, a free ride. But that's not it. You must believe. You must be born again. You must believe on Jesus Christ. You must be in Jesus Christ. So by faith, the Gentiles stand and were accepted in. They were grafted in, engrafted in by faith. That's what made them partakers of the blessing of Abraham that was on the whole world that would receive Jesus and believe. They would stand by faith. By faith. That's what made us justified by faith. By faith. It's through grace that we're saved by faith. And that's where we are today. By faith. We have to stand by faith. There's a lot going on in this world right now. It's a lot going on and there's a lot coming. But will the Son of Man find faith when he returns? Will we be standing in faith? That's the only way you're going to be able to stand. Is by faith. And you have to have faith in Jesus Christ and the finished work on the cross that he's already paid the price. Everything we need is already in us. It just needs to be manifested as we walk in obedience and walk by faith and trust in the Lord and live this word. We can't just preach it and teach it and speak it and recite it and memorize it. We have to live it. It has to get down on the inside. This word has to get down on the inside of us, down in our spirit, man. This word has to be engrafted in our souls, in our spirit, that we might become like the tree. That's what it's all about, becoming like Jesus, being conformed to the image of his Son. And so that's where we are. We have to be conformed, but we have to get this. We have to get this word grafted down in us. It's able to save our souls. We are becoming like Jesus. But we have to feed on the scroll. We have to feed on the scroll. But he goes on to warn that Gentiles should not be haughty. They can't be proud and puffed up because they had an opportunity, and saying that they were cut off, that we could be saved. No, it was that you might be an example and you believe by faith. You might be an example that it would draw them to Christ also. But that's not what they did. They come with hatred and bitterness and just, you know, shunned them and was bragging. It was bragging and boasting, you know, like little kids do, na 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 boo boo. No, absolutely not. It was for a reason. And the reason was that you could be an example. You could be an example. And not by hardiness, but by fear. Fear and reverence and respect of God and respect of his chosen people, the original olive branches. We are supernaturally engrafted in as the wild olive. Because we was dying in sin. We was on our way to a burning hell. But God made a way for us and grafted us in. He reconciled us back into the family, into the body of Christ, into the kingdom of God. So we can't be puffed up with pride, even when we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And our life should reflect it. We shouldn't be boasting and looking down our noses at those that are still in the world. Because so once was some of us. We're all ex-somethings, because all of us have sinned and come short. And it's a daily repentance and a daily seeking Jesus, seeking God. It's a daily thing. We must pick up our cross daily, huh? Daily, and die to self and live for Christ. And walk in the spirit, that we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. It's daily. We must meditate on this word daily. I don't care how much time you spend, but you got to spend some time. You got to make some time. Because there's so much time allotted to us. How are you spending your time? Because you can't get it back. It's precious. You can't get time. Once it's gone, it's gone. And once you close your eyes and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you're going to open, lift up your eyes in a burning hell. That's the truth. That's the truth. So you must be born again. And we can't look down our nose. We are to draw folk to Christ. We're to witness to them. Bear witness of his goodness and how he saved us. Give them our testimony, because the Bible says that we overcome. We overcome the enemy and all his accusations, all his plots and plans, all them fiery darts, huh? By the shield of faith, by the blood of the Lamb, and the words of our testimony. Your testimony is so powerful. It will lead somebody else to Christ. That's how they will overcome. That's how we overcome, by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. Your testimony will get somebody saved. So don't hold your testimony. Tell them what God has done, is doing, and is going to do for you. How he saved you, how he picked you up and brushed you off and placed your feet on a solid foundation. Christ Jesus is a solid foundation. This word is a solid foundation. Don't keep it to yourself. But be fearful of God in reverence and respect and honor. And honor him. Paul was warning them not to be arrogant, but to remember that they depended on God and were accountable to him no less than the Jews were. The Gentiles weren't no better than Jews. We just had an opportunity, and some took advantage of the opportunity. Not all, but some did. So he's saying, don't be arrogant. Don't be puffed up with pride, thinking that you don't arrive. Ain't none of us have arrived. I don't care how long you've been a Christian, how long you've been born again, how long you've been a believer, what your title is. We're all a work in progress. We're all learning. We don't know it all. But we're learning. We're eating the scroll. We're learning. We're learning of the kingdom. We're learning how to be more effective in ministry, that we would draw people to Christ. So we could evangelize the world. Everybody needs to be saved. Everybody needs to have an opportunity to hear the gospel. So it's their choice whether they accept it or not. But we have to give them the word. We have to give them, present Christ to them. We have to show them Christ in the life that we live. We have to be examples. We have to be ambassadors for Christ. That when they see us, they should see Christ. If the Gentiles continue in God's goodness, they will not be cut off. And if the Jews turn to God in faith, they can be grafted in again. So that's why I said, no matter who you are, where you are, what you've done, you can be saved. There is hope. There's resurrection power that will lift you up out of the ashes, out of the muck and the miry clay. The power of the Holy Ghost, the same Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God that lifted and raised Jesus up out of the tomb. God raised himself up out of the tomb. Jesus, that same Spirit dwells on the inside of us. That same Spirit can save anybody. All you have to do is believe. And that's the problem they had. They didn't believe. They didn't receive him. They didn't believe him. They walked in unbelief. This is not a reference to individual salvation, but to God's program for Jews and Gentiles. Jews and Gentiles. See, it is far more natural to expect Israel, the natural branches, to be grafted in than to expect Gentiles, the wild branches, to be included. So it's easier. It's easier because they were the chosen. They were already a part of the tree. We were grafted in. So they were the original part of the tree. It's easier for the original part of the tree to be grafted in again than it was for the wild olive, the one that had no characteristics, that didn't have the DNA flowing through his veins to be grafted in. So the Gentiles couldn't, you know, brag about nothing, because it was only his grace and his mercy that saved them and gave them the opportunity. If believers do not understand this mystery, chances were they will be wise in their own eyes. And that's what they was thinking. They was wise in their own eyes. But the end of the matter is this, that the Jews will be saved, not individually, but the nation. They will, because they are the chosen people, and in the fullness of the Gentiles. And that is God's appointed time between the Pentecost and the rapture. So we just have to be mindful. Don't be puffed up, but show Christ. Show Christ, because he showed us grace and he showed us mercy. So show mercy, show grace. Until next time, be blessed. Keep the faith. We love you. We're praying for you. God bless you and keep you. Amen. Amen. We pray that the word of truth has touched your heart and mind today. There may be someone under the sound of my voice that has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you know the life I've lived. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for my sins and was raised up on the third day. Thank you for saving me. Heaven rejoices over one that comes to repentance and receive Jesus. We encourage you to find a Bible-based church where you can continue to grow in the Word of God. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by Cash App, and that's $TWOT Ministries. Again, that's $TWOT Ministries, or P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Again, that is P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Until next time, this is Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope. We love you and we're praying for you. Amen. So I trust him at all
times. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed is the name of the Lord. This is Cynthia West with For Such a Time as This. Let us ask for more of Jesus. Say with me, Holy Spirit, show me Jesus, and let Jesus be seen in me. For I hear Elohim say, the first wine is finished. You are the wine that was made for last. Jesus made the last wine the best wine. So walk with me.